So that's one suffix. And the second suffix is, even if you want to tell me the Nasi will live, but it's not 100%, you'll need a Korban Chagiga tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow, right before the Shchita, your Korban Pesach, your 50 partners will check out. They'll go to a different Korban Pesach, and you'll only be left with 5 people on your Korban. If you only have 5 people to your Korban, then you're going to have enough meat to eat to satisfy yourself from your Korban Pesach alone, and you won't have to bring a Chagiga. So therefore, now when the owner has his butcher's knife here on Yud Gimel Benitzin, and he knows the Nasi is a Geises, the Nasi of Klai Yisrael may die. So he has 2 Sveikas if he's going to need this butcher's knife tomorrow or not. So since he has 2 doubts of will need it or not, there we have it start to say he's not going to put into the mikvah. He thinks, Mamonashach, maybe the Nasi will die, and then most of the tzibur will be Tamei, and then the Lachamiji can't bring a Chagiga. And even if he doesn't die, maybe my Korban Pesach will be sufficient for us to fill ourselves up from it, and we won't need a Korban Chagiga. So that's why the Braisa says, if you find the knife on Erev Pesach, for sure it's Tor, because the owner for sure put it into the mikvah yesterday. But if you find the kupas on Erev Pesach, maybe the Bailam did not put it into the mikvah, because he has the suffix, maybe he won't need it. But we have Noraya, maybe even according to Ben Tema though, maybe the Chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach, maybe you are allowed to break the bones. We have Noraya. Maybe when the Torah says you can't break the bones of a Korban Pesach, it says, Bo, only Dafka Korban Pesach is also to break the bones, and maybe Korban Chagiga, you are allowed to break the bones. So for me, you have no riot. Samara doesn't not push you to Shiloh. If according to Ben Tema, you bring your Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach, if you're allowed to break the bones or not, this is the one stuff the Samara obliged by itself. So Samara, Tanya, we learn, Yehuda ben Dusoi, Pirish, he went away, who Dusoi Benoi? Him and his son Dusoi. They went away from Yerushalayim to live far away from Yerushalayim in order not to bring a Korban Pesach. They didn't want to bring a Korban Pesach. What did they do this for? So Rashi says, Yevendu Soy Tiris. So Rashi Min HaChachomim. He went away from the Chachomim. Venivdu Mehem, he separated himself. He himself made a drasha, and he said, he heard that the Chachamim darshin, that the Chachamim used to say, Ein chagigas arbos avich Shabbos. That in the case Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, halacha is you're only allowed to bring your Korban Pesach, but even if you don't have enough meat, you're not allowed to bring a chagiga. The chagiga is not doich Shabbos. The way we learned before, that's what our Mishnah says. On Shabbos, the chagiga is not doich Shabbos. Now he himself, Ben Dusoi, held not like that. The Yoshev Lei Bedorim Zakrashi, Rochak Mishlayim, he took himself and moved far away from Mishlayim. Shle Lalas Leregel, he didn't want to go on the Regel Zayin. The Yeschayim BePesach, or the Chagiga. And then he'll be Mechuyiv to bring a Korban Pesach and a Chagiga on Shabbos. The Yisavah, because he himself hold, Chagiga Choyva, Vafilu Bemruba. He himself dashed and took him that this Korban Chagiga is Mamash Choyiv to bring on every Pesach, even if you have enough meat from your Korban Pesach, still there's a chayiv today to bring the Chagiga. And he holds it's even Doicha Shabbos. So Mele, according to his Shita, if Erev Pesach will come out on Shabbos, I'd be mechayiv to bring a Korban Chagiga. And he knows the Chachamim hold not like him. The Chachamim Darshan, will he hold? No, only Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. But the Chagiga, there's no real chayiv to bring it. You only bring it when you don't have enough meat from the Korban Pesach. But if you have enough meat, you don't bring it. So it's not a chayiv to bring today, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So in order not to get into a machlokes with Chachamim, he picked himself up and moved far away from Yerushalayim, never to have to come into the Suffolk. He didn't have to be in Korban Pesach. He lived too far away. That's what he did. But Abadi was wrong. Let's see the Gemara. Yes, he said, Omer, he said, Im Yovi Eliyo, if Eliyo Anovi would come, for Yoyim Alem Yisrael, Mifnei Ma Loi Chagagtem Chagiga V'Shabbos, Mahen Omrim Loi. That's what he was afraid of. He himself held that when Shabbos comes out Erev Pesach, you have a chiyuv to bring a Chagiga. He was afraid everybody now is not going to do it. He's afraid what's going to be to everybody when Eliyahu Hanavi comes and tells them that the Lachar is like me. That's the way he held. So for sure, Eliyahu Hanavi is going to give it to them and say they should have brought it. So in order he should not be, have this tiny on him, he moved away. So at Gemara Tamahani Yashneg Deli Ador, he had a big Shiloh, he had a big Tamiyah. He wondered on these 2 G'dayli Ador, Shemayim Avtalyim, Shein Chachomim G'daylim, they were great Chachomim, V'darshonim G'daylim, they knew how to darshan very good, V'lo yomu lem liyisrael Chagiga Doicha Shabbos. And that's what this Yehuda ben Dusoi bothered him so much. How come Shemayim Avtalyim didn't tell everybody like I hold? How come you don't hold like me either?
to say that this korban chagiga on erev Pesach is a chayiv and it's even doicha Shabbos. Omar Rav, so Rav said, my time of the Ben Dusoi, what's like a pshat in him? Why does he hold so strong that even doicha Shabbos to bring a korban chagiga on erev Pesach? The chsiv he holds like this. The pasuk says, "V'zovachta Pesach l'Hashem olakecha tsoinu boker." Pasuk in Devarim saying you're supposed to bring the korban Pesach from what? Tsoin from sheep, or boker from cattle. A pelvic pasuk. V'aloi ein Pesach el min akvosa min eizim. We know that a korban Pesach could only be from either lamb or else from goats, but it can't be from boker. So what's behind this pasuk that says, "V'zovachta Pesach l'Hashem olakecha tsoinu boker"? How could the pasuk say you can bring korban Pesach from a boker, from cattle? We know not like that. A korban Pesach in Vayikra says clearly only from either lambs or goats. Elo, pshan the pasuk in the Devarim is like this: Soin hidashin ben dusoy dash Yehuda ben dusoy dashin. Soin means ze Pesach. Boker zu chagiga. Third, the pasuk is saying chagiga is a chayv also. The Yomer Rachmoni v'zovachta Pesach. The Torah is telling you that on erev Pesach is a chayv to bring a korban chagiga. Just like you have a chiyuv to bring a korban Pesach, and just like a korban Pesach is zeicha Shabbos, if erev Pesach is Shabbos, you bring the korban Pesach. He holds the pasuk says, "V'zavach the Pesach Hashem Echad tzoyin u'boker," that even this boker, even this chagiga, also is zeicha Shabbos. That's his drasha. So the Gemara Amar Rav Ashi, "V'anan taima deprushim nekuv neforish." Like Rav Ashi says, Avadi is wrong. You want us to explain the psukim the way this prushim, the way he dashins. Like Avadi's wrong. So now we'll have to explain what's like a real pshat in the posik. El the posik means like this. El akro likud Rav Nachman udiyosa. The posik is coming to teach us this shver posik in the Devarim, Rav Nachman talocha. The yom Rav Nachman, yom Rav Bavua. Minayin lamoyser ha-pesach shakorv shlomim. How do we know if you have a korban Pesach, you are makdish this korban l'shem korban Pesach, and it passed by Pesach, you didn't use it. One case is, it got lost erev Pesach, so you had to get yourself a new korban, and after Pesach you found your old korban Pesach. It happened in a case that you had a korban Pesach, and for some reason you didn't bring it. What do you do with it now? What din does this korban have after Pesach? The halacha is a korban shlomim. You have a right to bring it the shleim shlomim. It has a kedusha, it has a din shlomim on it now, and you have to bring it like a korban shlomim. Have kavod l'shleim shlomim, and it's kosher. How do we know this? I metchil, you made it for korban Pesach. How do we know a korban Pesach afterwards turns into a korban shlomim? Shenemar our posik. The posik says, "V'zovachta Pesach l'Hashem olakecha tzoinu boker." A korban Pesach could become from tzoin from sheep and from cattle. For the Gemara, "V'chi Pesach min haboker bo." Could a korban Pesach come from cattle? For lo yein Pesach bo ela min hakvosa min ha'izim. We know that a korban Pesach can only be from a male lamb, or else from a male goat, but not from anything else. Elo, this pasuk is teaching us Moisera Pesach. That if you have your korban Pesach that you did not bring on Yudalit, on erev Pesach, for some reason you didn't bring it, then it's left over. What do you do with it now? Yehei, it should be ledover for a certain type of a korban, habo min atzoinu min haboker, from a korban that comes from anything. Now the only korban we have that comes from anything you want is a korban shlomim. A korban shlomim you could bring from tzoin, from boker, from zochor, from the keva, any age, any year you want, you're allowed to bring korban shlomim. That's what the pasuk is telling us. That a korban Pesach sometimes, that means after Pesach goes by, after Yudalad Benisin, now what do you do with your korban? The din is it has a din shlomim on it. It's brought to something for korban that's brought min haboker, which means a korban shlomim. That's what we dash with this pasuk. Ravad, the pasuk does not come to tell us that there's a chayv on erev Pesach to bring a chagiga. We all know that there is no chayv to bring a chagiga. It's only a chayv to bring a korban Pesach. Just a loch is, if you're not going to have enough meat to satisfy yourself from your korban Pesach, then there's an inyan, bring another korban chagiga that day on erev Pesach. Today you'll have enough meat to satisfy yourself on that meat, and then you'll eat your korban Pesach b'soiva. So Rabbonin, my time will loidochi Shabbos. Hovadai korban tzibu. Moreh the kasha now. Good, we don't dash in this posik. But the kasha is, how come this chagiga is not doich Shabbos? The chur is called the korban tzibu. So Rashi says, why is it called the korban tzibu? It's not really the tzarech tzibu, it's the tzarech every yochid the yochid. But the Teretz says, just like the Gemara later is going to say, that a korban Pesach is also called the korban tzibu. Even though every single person brings his own korban Pesach, so why is it called the korban tzibu? Hateret says, because it's both bechnufya, because everybody brings it together. That we had the Mishnah before, at three different times of the day, everybody comes into the Azara. So since you have a whole tzibur there at the same time, bringing the Korban Pesach, it's considered like a Korban tzibur. So what then this Chagigur also? Avad, it could happen that you'll have a lot of people that don't have enough meat from their Korban Pesach, so a lot of people together are going to bring the Korban Chagigur. So the Korban Chagigur should be like a Korban tzibur. Sa'atam tak is not Dereche Shabbos. All Korban tzibur we know are Dereche Shabbos. So how come this one is not Dereche Shabbos? Rashi, Amayla Dereche Shabbos. Rashi learned a little different. Rashi learned Amayla Dereche Shabbos V'afilu Chagigas Chamishosa. Rashi is even better. Hey, so how come the Chagiga that there's a Chayiv to bring on Yom Tov? Hey, that's a Chayiv, you have to bring it. How come that Korban is not Dereche Shabbos? Havade korban sibahu to also be chenufiyon ki pesach is a man kevulam. It's better. Now the kasha is not on the chagiga erev pesach. The chagiga erev pesach is not even a chayiv. Only if you need the meat. Mashenken on yom tiv, there's a chayiv to bring a korban chagiga. Chagigas yom tiv. So how come this korban is not doich shabbos? And by such tomorrow knew for sure it's not doich shabbos. Have the gemara. By such they knew it. Yelaitas. How do they know this? My time of doich shabbos. The pasuk says, "V'chagoyisem oisoi chag l'Hashem shivas yomim b'shonim." Now this pasuk is going on. Trashi v'chagoyisem oisoi. Trashi v'chag asukis tziv. This pasuk is talking about chag asukis. The tashlum of the day kol shmoina. Hilkach shmoina heavy. El lashmemino ein lochakadigush deich shabbos sukach v'mishkach shmoina leirnim. The kashrut of this pasuk is going on sukis. Now Sukkot has 8 days, and they have a kriya to bring a korban chagiga, one chagiga throughout Yom Tov. But the chiddush is you have a tashlumin. If you don't bring it the first day, you can bring it the second day. You don't bring it the second day, you can bring it the third day. You have 7 days to mashlem to bring it. If you didn't bring it the first day, bring it any one of the 7 days. So the pasuk says v'chagoyisem oisoi chag l'Hashem shivas yom mashonim. 7 days of the years of Sukkot, you have time to bring your korban chagiga. The kashrut is shiva. Why only 7 days? Shemayin have it. There are 8 days to Sukkis. Elof near the raya mikam the chagiga shenadrechah the Shabbos. The pshat is there's for sure 1 day on Sukkis that you cannot bring the korban chagiga on Shabbos. That's why the pasuk says there's only 7 days that for sure you have a right to bring the korban chagiga, but not 8 days because 1 day has to be Shabbos. So on Shabbos that's the raya. On Shabbos you cannot bring the korban chagiga. So therefore, when the Torah is telling you how many days you have a right to be, if you didn't bring it the first day, how many days you have a right to make up for it, it's only 7 days, not 8 days. That's the raya. Korban chagiga is not doich Shabbos. Tomorrow, ki yasi ravin omar, or martin lefnei raboisei. I said over in front of my rebbei in the kasha, pomim sheyata moitzi elishisha. I have a kasha on you. Sometimes you'll only have 6 days that you could bring the korban chagiga. Even though Sukkot is 8 days, how's the case? Let's say first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So it comes out the first day of Shabbos and the eighth day of Shabbos. So you have 2 days of Sukkot that Shabbos. And you can't bring the Chagiga either one of these 2 days. So how many days could you bring the Korban Chagiga? Only 6. So you ask the Kurakash on the Torah. According to you, how does the Torah say for 7 days you can bring the Chagiga? It's not always 7 days. There are certain years you can only bring for 6 days. Because when the first day is Shabbos and the last day is Shabbos, those 2 days you can't bring. Like you should ask such a kasha, or Rashi learns what Avin Tichlo Koyvres Bonapoya. Like what kind of kasha is this? Avada Teretz is Shmoina LeMishkachas LoKlal. Hey, the Torah couldn't say 8 days because 8 days you can never find. Because for sure 1 day Sukkot has to be Shabbos. Of a Shiva Isa Brayv Shonim. It's not a kasha in the Torah why it says for 7 days you have a tashlumim, because most of the years. The first day Sukkot is not Shabbos. So therefore, most of the time, you only have one Shabbos throughout Sukkot. Therefore, you have 7 days you can bring the Korban Chagiga. Therefore, it's good to tell you why it says, V'chagoyis l'moyis l'chag l'shem shivas yomim. 7 days, usually, you have time to bring the Korban Chagiga. But avada, on Shabbos, it's not doich Shabbos. You can't bring the Chagiga on Shabbos. Omer Ule, Omer Rebeloza. Shlomim sheshochto ner of Yomtif. Let's say somebody brought a Korban Shlomim on Erev Yomtif. Lav davka Pesach. Could be Sukkis, could be Shavuos, any one of the Gemara Golim, there's a chiyuv to bring a Korban Chagiga and a Shalme Simcha on Yom Tov. So let's say you shechted Yishlomim on Erev Yom Tov. His Allah halt Rebeloi, halt Ula holds, Ein Yoytzevim, Loi Mishum Simcha. If you want to eat this meat tomorrow, a Korban Shlomim, you're allowed to eat for 2 days.
So leave over the meat tomorrow on Yom Tov and eat it the first day Sukkot. No, you will not be mekayem the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov with this meat. And who then if you eat this meat, or the Rashi says, or even if you leave over the korban for tomorrow and for a shech the korban on Yom Tov, you will not be yotze mishum chagiga. Why? Mishum simcha, you're not yotze mitzvah simcha. Why not? The Quran Yom Tov now eating meat that was a korban, and that's all you need b'churah to be yotze mitzvah simcha Yom Tov is to eat meat from a korban. But there it says, the siv he dashes ula dashes the posik v'zavachta v'somachta, the posik says. V'zavachta, you have to shech the korban v'somachta, eat it and be happy with it. So we dashin binan zvicham v'shas timchom. The shechita of the korban has to be on Yom Tov. V'zman is a mitzvah simchas Yom Tov on Yom Tov. That's when you have to shech the shlomim. But if you shlech the shlomim on Erev Yom Tov is not a zman simcha. You can't be yotze with this meat for simchas Yom Tov. That's his drasha. V'zavachta binan zvicham v'shas simcha v'leka. Rashi b'shas simcha tap Rashi b'Yom Tov shu zman simcha. And if you shech to the korban on Erev Yom Tov, you're not yotze mitzvah simcha. Vaito mishum chagiga. Why aren't you yotze mitzvah chagiga with this korban? Have davish shevachayva. Because the Torah says there's a chayva upon everybody to bring a shalom chagiga. On Yom Tov you have a chiyah to bring this korban. And the klal is v'chol davish shevachayva. Any time you have a chiyah to bring a korban, ein bo elam menachulin. It has to be an animal that's 100% chulin, has no kedusha on it. So here that you are makdish this animal from erev Yom Tov l'shem shlomim. So even if you didn't shech the animal on Erev Yom Tov, you want to first shech the shlomim now on Yom Tov, lekovid chagigas Yom Tov, you're not yetzer. Because there's a chiyuv to bring a korban chagiga. So whenever you have a chayv, an obligation to bring the korban, it has to be from chulin, from a regular animal, and not from an animal that's kaddish already. Even though it has kedushas, a shlomim, still you can't use it. So tomorrow, lema mesayle, let's bring a raya now to Ula's big chiddush. Ula's big chiddush is that if you shech to the korban shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, and you have the meat still in your house on Yom Tov and you eat the meat, you're not mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov with this meat. It could only be from a korban that you shechted on Yom Tov itself. I'll bring you a raya for this. Leimah Messiah, the pasuk says, V'ayisa ach sameach. You have to be very happy. Ach sameach. This goes on Sukkis. The Mora says, L'rabba isleo Yom Tov achra simcha. It's a ribui that even Shmini Atzeres, the night of Shmini Atzeres, there's a chiyuv simcha. You have a chiyuv to eat the meat of a korban. And Rashi says, "L'rabbis le'yom tov achron v'yein simcha elo b'achilas shlomim." The only way you have simcha is by eating a korban shlomim. V'yom tov achron gufa loy on the shmini atzeres by itself, you don't have to eat it from the korban. To atrei zimno shivas yom tziv by two times it says in the pasuk by sukkah 7 days gabi simcha capricious. V'meili mayit shmini. Therefore, in shmini shmini atzeres you don't have a chiyuv simcha. Only the night time. At night time, the night of Shemini Atzeres, you have to eat from the meat of a korban. That's why we dash in the posik. So the Mara to Oymar, you tell me, Leil Yom Tov Akron means to include even Shemini Atzeres by night, or Yeinu El Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe it means to include the first night of Sukkis. There's a chiyuv to eat the meat from Shlomim. Maybe even the first night you have a chiyuv, and the Bais says the first night does not have a chiyuv. Talmud Oymar, the posik says, Ach Sameach, Cholak. Like, V'yisa Ach, Ach is the meat. Telling us cholik, not all the cases. So it's like saying one night yes and one night no. For the Gemara now, my timer. How do we know that the first night of Sukkis there's no chi of simcha, and the last night of simcha of Sukkis there is a chi of simcha? How do you know that? Let's say just the opposite. Lav mishum mechuru. The answer is like this: Tiyein le b'ma yismach. You can't say there's a chi of the first night of Sukkis to be mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov, because you can't be mekayim simcha. You don't have any kavonis. Why not? Ma'yislach. Yeah. What does that mean? Why? Because you can't bring kabbonis at night time. A korban, you can't make the shchit at night. The only time you can shech is by daytime. So if you want to have the meat heat, sukkis by night, the first night, when would you have to shech the korban? On Erev Yom Tov. So that's a riot to Ula. And you wouldn't be yitza. If you shech the korban on Erev Yom Tov and eat that meat at night time, you will not be mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov anyway. Because the pasuk says like Ula, v'zavachta v'somachta. You can only be mekayim the mitzvah simchas Yom Tov from meat that was geshachtin on Yom Tov. So that's the raya to Ula. That's why you have to say the first night is no chiyuv, because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. When is the chiyuv though? The last night. Because the last night of Yom Tov, you can shech the shlomim on Erev, which is Chol HaMoed Sukkis, shech it then, and eat the meat at night time, so that would be good. So it's a raya to Ula. Trashi, my timer. Trashi,
Mishavinim Yutul Leil Rishon for Rebu Leil Achron. For Lo Yemer Ipcha. Why don't we say the opposite way? Lav Mishum Derminim Ela B'may Yismach Tishkavim Anashratim Erev. Because if you shecht the korban erev yomtiv, lav simchi, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah simcha with that meat. Devinan zvicha b'shas simcha, because we all from Ulus Russia, you can only shecht the animal on yomtiv itself, and you can't shecht at night. So the first time you can shecht is yomtiv by day. So by daytime you can mekayim the mitzvah, eat the korban shlomim, but at night you can't do it. Gemara says, lo, maybe there's no raya for ulah from here. I'll tell you the svar is like this: why do we say the last night yes, and the first night no? There's no chiyah the first night. Why? To the Tony Taima, my rayas, we don't the brayas. There the Yitzkasha, my rayas. How do you know? The Rabbis Le Yom Tov Achron that Shemini Atzeres Panayt is a Chiyuv to have Simcha. Holoitzi Le Yom Tov Rishon. The first night there's no Chiyuv Simcha. As far as like this, my Rabbani Le Yom Tov Achron I include the last night of Sukkis. She is Simcha Fonav because you already Simcha for 7 days already. So as far as the Simcha should continue on, continue having Simcha even the night of Shemini Atzeres. But the svara not to include the first night, shame simcha lefonav. Now the answer svara simcha didn't start yet. If you want to know when did the simcha start, I'll tell you it starts by day first. Mashenki in the last night, that's the svara should be included because you're already going at simcha. Like every day you're building up more and more simcha, so it's a svara to keep on going even the last night. So Mel, there wouldn't be any rayatulah. Maybe really, even if you shecht the korban erev yomtiv, maybe you could have been yetsa with the din simcha. But the reason why there's no chiyuv is because it's a svara. The last night is more misvara to say continue the simcha rather than starting early. Zemara kasha now. Most of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef now is for up now he wants to bring a raya. Now I have a kasha and you will ula. Most of Rabbi Yosef. A look like this. Chagiga sar boso yetsa bo mishum simcha. That if you shecht the korban chagiga on erev yomtiv, you should know you yetsa mishum simcha. V'yen yetsa bo mishum chagiga. But you can't use it for korban chagiga. Is the kashamai the korban chagiga star bos b'chur means that you bring the chagiga with the korban pesach on erev pesach and possibly you shechted it then. So amai, how could you say if you eat this meat now on yomtiv, you mekayim simchas yomtiv? According to Yehula, ha'bina zvicha b'shas simcha b'lekam. You tell me you can only be mekayim the mitzvah from a korban that you first shechted the korban on yomtiv, and here chagigas yudalid you shechted erev yomtiv. So how could you be mekayim with eating this meat? Amar Avidi Baravin Sheikva Vishachta. Avada, this price is talking about true. Metchilon Yudalid, you are Makadish, you are Makdish this animal, the Tzorach Hagigas Yudalid. But then you changed your mind, and you didn't Shechta today, but rather you waited till tomorrow. So the Meister, when did you Shechta this animal? On Yomtiv. So since you Shechta on Yomtiv, that's why when you eat this meat now on Yomtiv, you have a kind of mitzvah of Samachta Vichagechon. Because that's called the Zvicha Vishasimcha. So Mel is no Kashanula. Omer Rav Ashi Yochanan Mestav. Rav Ashi, I'll bring you a raya for this chart. That you have to say, we're talking about that you do not shecht the animal, you rather first shecht it on Yom Tov. If you want to tell me no, that you shecht this, you shecht this chagiga on Erev Pesach, who learned this price? Ben Tema. Ben Tema is the one that said it. Ben Tema, Apostle Labelina. According to Ben Tema, it can't be that you shechted the animal on Yudalid. And telling me now, if you eat it tomorrow, you could be able to submit to Sichlus Yomtiv. Because according to Ben Tema, we had before, he learns out that the Chagigas Yudalid has the same halach like the Korban Pesach. That you can only eat it that day and that night. But by tomorrow morning, it's nicer. So how could you say here the price, if you eat it tomorrow on Yomtiv, you're Mekayim mitzvah Sichlus Yomtiv. There's an Isalina. It's nicer. Elamai Shema Mina, it's right, the Bryce is talking about that. On Erev Yomtiv, you are Makdish this animal, but then you changed your mind. You didn't bring it today. You first brought it on Yomtiv. So if you first shecht it on Yomtiv, that's why it's good. Mishra Mitzvah Simcha, you could be Mekayim, but Chagigi not Mekayim. Because since Chagigi is a Chayiv, you can only bring the Korban Chagiga from something that's Chulin, that doesn't have any Kedush at all. But here this animal has Kedusha from yesterday's Korban, you can't be Yitzvah Mitzvah Chagiga Yomtiv with it. Most of Rabbis. Rabbi has a kash like this. The Mishnah Sukkah says, Ha Halel V'yasimcha Shemayna. You should know on Sukkis, there's a chiyuv 8 days to say Gant Halel on Sukkis, and there's a chiyuv Simchas Yomtiv all 8 days. So, to have a meaning is now, Simchas Yomtiv is only by shechting the animal and eating the korban shkorm, that's how you make a Simchas Yomtiv. V'yam with binyan zvicha b'sha simcha, according to Ula, that said you can only make a mitzvah simcha if you shecht the animal on Yomtiv itself. So how could there be a chiyuv 8 days? Some years will come out, you can only be Mekayim the mitzvah for 7 days, and not for 8 days. How is that? Hey, the zimna sometimes the gino come out lemeshkach, you won't find it. Ela shiva kegoyin shechal yom tov rishonly for Shabbos. Let's say the first day sukkos comes out on Shabbos. So we said sukkah before that chagig is not toich Shabbos. So on Shabbos now the first day you cannot shech the korban mishkanim. You're not allowed to bring a chagiga. So where are you going to have your meat tea today? How could you be mekayim today mitzvah simplus yom tov? You have no kabbonis to bring today. Elamai you shech the korban yesterday. According to Uli, you're not Yotze. Uli says it could only be Yotze if you shech the korban on Yom Tov. So the kash anula. If you learn not like Uli, it's very good. We're talking about now you shech the Yishlonim yesterday on Shabbos. And you leave to me today on Shabbos. But according to Uli, that korban you can't be Yotze. So today, the first day Shabbos, how can you make a mitzvah simcha? On Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Mesam Chai B'siri HaRagolim. We're talking about the korban soya, the musaf that you bring on Yom Tov, which is Doich Shabbos. That's a korban chatis. So Kahanim that ate it, then became the mitzvah. Because the Gemara, Omar Rav, Shnei Tshuvos V'Dov, I have two kashas on you. Chod, the one kasher is, Tisiri Ragolim, Chai Necholim, Tzliye Necholim. Even if you have a right to bring a musaf, Musvei Yom Tov, that's brought on Shabbos, it's Doich Shabbos, but you're allowed to bring the korban today. What about roasting the meat? Are you allowed to roast the meat today? No. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You have no heta to roast the meat today. Havaz, you have to leave the meat until nighttime and eat it first night on Yom Tov. So write it shver. Even the musaf you brought today on Yom Shabbos, you can't eat the meat today. It's only chai. V'simcha v'chai leka. Even though you eat the raw meat, you're not makai mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov means it's v'sameich you feel happy eating it. Nobody feels happy eating raw meat. Even if you say you could eat raw meat, but you have no simcha. So write it shver. How could you makai simchas Yom Tov from eating the musafim you bring on Shabbos? Those musafim, it's only raw. You can't cook. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Even if you want to tell me, chai, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. Oh, v'kanim oichlim, v'yisrael b'mayim asmechim. Who can eat it? It's a korban chatis. Who's allowed to eat it? Only the kanim allowed to eat it. The yisraelim can't eat from it. So I have a kasha then, you ula, how does the Mishnah Sukkah say, simchas all days, how are you mekayim mitzvah simchas yom tif on Shabbos? The first day. Elom rapop, rapop is the teres no kasha. Me'esam chai b'ksus nekiya v'yayin yoshin. I tell you, you don't dafka need meat. The Mekayim mitzvah simchas yom tov having ksus neki and new clothing and with having old wine. That's what it is. Say nechnami. The first day yom tov comes out on Shabbos, you don't have any kabonis. The Mekayim the mitzvah simcha with ksus nekiya, with the ayin yoshim. The rest of the yom tov you have to make the shechita. But then nechnami, the loch is like ula could be. That if you shech the animal in erev yom tov, you're not Mekayim mitzvah simchas yom tov with it. Alright, we'll stop here.
Now the achronim is a kasha from this Gemara on Tosfos Shita. Toisa Shita in Moi Kotan on the few dollar is that Bizman Azeh we can't be Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Because Toisa says the Mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is Tid Bos HaShlomin, a Tid from the Korbin, a Shalmei Simcha. And since Bizman Azeh we don't have a Shalmei Simcha anymore, therefore we can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov anymore with the Raisam, and it's only a Chiyu with the Rabbonim. Aloha, we hold that the Rambam Shita holds no. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah is to have shlomim, bizman you have shlomim. Bizman is that we don't have shlomim. The mitzvah simchas yom tov and yom tov is to eat the best type of a food that could make you besimcha. But the chura kasha on toisa shita is this gemara here a papa says clearly that on the first day sukkah that comes out on Shabbos, if you don't have a shalmei simcha, you could be in the kind of the mitzvah simcha with ksus neki of a yayin yoshin. So how could toisa say bizman is that we don't have a korban, we can't be in the kind of the mitzvah? Here the Gemara says clearly, even though you don't have the korban, you could be mekayim the mitzvah with a ksus nekiya. So I once wanted to say a teretz to this, that the pshat is, Tosfos learned, really there are two parts to the mitzvah, simchas yom tov. There's a chiyuv to bring a korban shalmei simcha, at least once throughout yom tov. Then there's a mitzvah kol shemayna, to eat the meat to be the simcha kol shemayna. Senech nami, the chelik of the mitzvah to mekayim kol shemayna, that you could be mekayim with anything. But the chilek of the mitzvah to bring a korban, you can only do bizman the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, bizman there was the Beis Hamikdash, like this Gemara, they brought the korban the other days, just the chi of simcha, that you could be mekayim with anything. But bizman is there that we can't do one chilek of the mitzvah of bringing the korban, therefore it's like the whole mitzvah is only with the rabbanon. And since we can't be mekayim one chilek of the mitzvah, we don't divide the mitzvah in half, but rather say midiraisa, we can't be mekayim the mitzvah simchas yontif at all.